breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind. Summer breeze makes me feel fine, blowing through the jasmine in my mind.
In the past, when we've had debris, yeah, we've had issues with FEMA on cost, and so we've had to argue back and forth with them on cost. This time it's a different animal. You know, FEMA doesn't like to be questioned. And so, especially once they've kind of made an initial ruling, and so that sometimes isn't accepted very well because they want us to go away. You know, they want to close the project, they want us to close the storm, and you know, we're not going to do that.
Now, that was actually a compiled series of clips from a bunch of different comments that David Bryant made to the Scambia County Public School Board yesterday. He is the internal auditor, talking about the challenges that they've had getting paid by FEMA from Sally damage, stuff that they've had to clean up. It's somewhere between $500,000 and $1 million that's in dispute, and they're going to go to arbitration or try to go to arbitration with them. And it's kind of interesting because Sam Abel, who we have on the line with us, Sam, welcome back to the Pensacola Morning News. She's the city manager for the City of Gulf Breeze. Welcome back.
Hey, good morning, Andrew.
Good morning. We were going to talk primarily about things that you all did last night in the city council meeting. Interesting stuff. But you made the comment to me, you know, do you want to talk about FEMA? I'm like, oh, you heard that? She's like, yeah. I said, okay, well, let's talk about that because you as a city manager obviously have had to deal with this. But you had a thought about this and about the way you structure contracts. And I just want to give you a chance to talk about, I mean, is he right? And also kind of what else do you want to say?
Yeah, Andrew, thank you. I'm thinking the questions that citizens and stakeholders can ask, right? Because when, you know, everyone knows that that FEMA is not well funded, that the money is not a certainty, it is not an entitlement. That is emergency operation planning 101, is that there may not be money there after a natural disaster. And for that reason, you know, we all make sure that we have reserves that will take care of us, whether that be 3 months of reserves or 6 months or whatever your board sets. But, you know, when we send the message that there's, you know, this nebulous political decision making, it can lead to, you know, uncertainty with our citizens. And so, you know, there's some questions to ask, you know, to better understand. And that is, you know, was there an emergency operation plan? Was it followed? Did you have standby contracts before the storm? If you had standby contracts, did you have debris disposal fields already identified? Did you have debris monitoring as one of those standby contracts? All those things before the natural disaster, having been competitively solicited under contract, helps the process go a lot faster. And I'm not in any way saying that the Escambia School Board didn't do these things.
Right.
But it's important for citizens to understand that those who they have elected have done everything right and that they are, you know, within their wherewithal in order to receive the maximum reimbursement, in order to know that, you know, we are in a state that had historic storm seasons in 2020 and 2021, historic amount of storm seasons. And when your, you know, boards who are governing your schools and local governments do all the things right, they have an emergency operation plan, they have their disposal fields, you know, identified ahead of time, they have the standby contracts both for the initial push and the debris removal, and they had debris monitors who are checking those tickets, who are making sure what's going to the landfill,
right,
you know, is actually storm related. When all of those things are done, then it makes the process that much easier for FEMA, and there's less to argue back and forth.
Yeah, I guess my takeaway from his comments was, and from your comments too, is elected officials, it's very easy to blame FEMA for the process being difficult, especially if you haven't done all the things that you can do to make it work better. My take on, you know, listening to him talk at the school board meeting is that they really, at least I know his expertise seems very high. I'm suspecting that he's saying, we have done all of that and gone above and beyond, and still it's been a nightmare with FEMA even so. But obviously, if we haven't done our job, then we can't expect FEMA to be easy to work with. So I appreciate that note. We're talking to Sam Abel, city manager, but we haven't gotten to the city council meeting yet. Hang on, Sam, for just a second. Jake's got our traffic on the fives. Jake?
Okay, got a few things to tell you about this morning real quick. Looks like I-10 westbound in Milton at Garson Point Road. We have a vehicle crash with roadblock there. Also, I-110 North at Brent Lane. We have a vehicle crash with roadblock in that area. Also, if you're headed down 98 eastbound through Navarre this morning at Edgewood Drive, we have a vehicle crash with roadblock, and we're seeing some slowdown once you get past the causeway on 98 eastbound in Navarre, stretching all the way up into Windhaven. This just in on the traffic tip line, we do have an accident at Luther Fowler Road and Chemukla Highway in Pace. Got traffic backed up quite a ways there. I'll get better eyes on that here in a minute. If you see anything else out there slowing you down, let us know on our traffic tip line. That's 437-1620. This traffic report is brought to you by Pensacola Habitat for Humanity. Pensacola Habitat for Humanity Home Buyers Program, serving Escambia and Santa Rosa counties. Visit PensacolaHabitat.org/homebuyer to learn more or apply. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. Back to Samantha Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze. Sam, last night you guys had a good conversation, I think, about, or at least recently, maybe it was at the Parks Board meeting, about the Blueways and Greenways program.
Yeah, so that's very exciting. We had a park board meeting last week, very heavily attended, and Mayor Cherry Fitch spoke on it again this morning to a community group. And what we're doing is we're just updating people what we have accomplished and where we're going, Andrew. So with our multi-use pathway and trail complete, what you can expect in 2024 is phase two, which will be extending that pathway across Highway 98. We are doing that in partnership with FDOT and the state of Florida. Very excited about that. And then phase three is to continue the multi-use pathway by widening an existing sidewalk that will travel on Highway 98 around Harbor Town to Pensacola Beach Road, where there's an existing crossing. It will cross over and then come back up to the high school so that there will be connectivity all the way from, you know, the city of Pensacola, then to Naval Live Oaks and beyond.
Oh, nice.
That's all really exciting. So just continuing to close that link in the Northwest Florida trail system. And so we shared that. And then also we have a $1.2 million grant that's making huge improvements for our paddlers and boating enthusiasts.
Yay.
Both at Shoreline Park South, at Woodland Park. Yeah.
As you know, we just started paddle boarding, and finding a place to go in, especially if you want to go visit like Dead Man's Island or something, is, you know, the amenities could be a little bit better. And yet, I mean, you know, getting there, I know you guys want to. So that's exciting. It's because there's so much around
you
that area.
You hit the nail on the head. Yeah, you hit the nail on the head. So Woodland Park will be the park for you, Andrew, to easily be able to.
That's where we launched from in our very first time paddleboarding.
Yeah.
And it was interesting. It was interesting.
Yeah.
Hey, last thing, there was an item on the agenda for Peaks Point, and I guess, is that about the, like, very sharp turn from Fairpoint to Shoreline right there? Is that what that was about?
Yes, and, you know, this is definitely a riddle, not as much a riddle as trying to influence FEMA to spend money that they don't want to spend, but a riddle all the same. And you know, we're a peninsula that has a very sharp turn, and unfortunately you have individuals who are doing what they're not supposed to be doing. They're drinking under the influence, and every year we have one or two really bad accidents in front of that neighborhood with vehicles that just hydroplane. The residents approached the city and said, we need to do something. So the council authorized a traffic study, looked at all types of different traffic devices. You know, again, this is not an issue in the middle of the day with sober drivers.
Got it.
But it is an issue that has been terrible in the wee hours of the morning. And so what they ultimately approved last night, Andrew, was more signage that's very in your face. That's a controversial decision because it's less disruptive than more speed humps, which I know you're a huge fan of.
Yeah,
I know you love ours.
I sure am.
Our speed hump. Yeah, not sure that a speed hump in that tight curve, you know, would be the solution because you might have even more hydroplaning.
Right.
But the signage is not an easy decision because you do get to the point where you have visual clutter and pollution.
Yep.
We had 3 of 5 council people there last night, and it came down to a 2-1 vote. So I will say that is a tepid endorsement to move forward. We'll put up the signs. We'll, you know, hopefully it will save a life, and we'll see where we go from there. Might be some more tweaking in the future.
No, that's really concerning, especially as you say, it's a not very well lit area at night. people driving and drinking, and you know, if there's water and all of that combining for a dangerous situation. And yeah, it's an interesting thing you note about this, you know, speed tables. When you're making a turn or close to making a turn, speed tables can be a really bad thing because, you know, pushing the car up as you're trying to gain traction. So I appreciate you guys working on that. And, you know, it's a problem I didn't know existed. So thanks for making us aware of it. Oh, and somebody texted in and said, Sam, great job on the beautification of 98 going through Gulf Breeze. So they appreciate all the work in that regard. Sam Abel, city manager for the city of Gulf Breeze.
I'll pass that forward.
Oh, yeah. No, definitely do. We don't get enough of that kind of just feedback up to
That's
say
right.
thank you for all the stuff. Sam, thanks as always for the time. We'll talk to you again in a couple of weeks.
All right. Thanks, Andrew.
821 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. If you're 64, turning 65, or retiring soon, either way, you might be dealing with a transition over to Medicare. And if that's you, you might have been putting it off because you feel apprehensive about it and you don't know what it involves. And it feels like people are emailing you and writing you letters and calling you and making you stress out over something that's really quite easy. But if it's new to you, it can be, you know, different, and that can make you have that apprehension. So you have questions like, what is supplement? What is Advantage? What is Medicaid? Does Medicaid apply to me? I don't understand these things. That's fine. It's new. You ask questions. You get good answers from a friend of mine who I've known as long as we've lived here, Ricky Stewart. Her whole family does insurance. This is the one piece that she does. Ricky Stewart Insurance. Look her up or give her a call. 341-2185.
Join tomorrow's Pensacola Expert Panel at 10 o'clock with Corey McKern, the artistic director of the Pensacola Opera, as they prepare to pop the bubbly March 15th and 17th for Strauss's beloved operetta, Die Fledermaus, where an elaborate masquerade ball is alive with concealed identities and nonstop laughs. Tickets start at just $25 at PensacolaOpera.com.
The Pensacola Expert Panel on News Radio 92.3 and AM 1620. Text or call with your questions. 850-437-1620.
As she stared at me through the window, I realized the time we spent in the backyard on her trailer just wasn't fulfilling. We used to have so much fun on the water. I just couldn't crank her up. But Key Marine did. Fun days on the bay are back. And my Yamaha outboard runs better than ever.
Key Marine gets the work done and lets you handle the fun. Key Marine, your Yamaha outboard dealer on Bower Road in Pensacola. Google Key Marine or find them on Facebook.
Hello, America. It's Ted from Consumer Cellular, the guy in the orange sweater, and this is your wake-up call. If you don't have Consumer Cellular yet, now is the perfect time to switch and save. For a limited time, new customers can get wireless service for as low as $15 a month for your first year. Yep, the same exact nationwide coverage as the leading carriers for $15 a month for an entire year. What are you waiting for? Call 1-888-FREEDOM or visit ConsumerCellular.com and use code RADIO15.
See ConsumerCellular.com/FirstYear15 for promotional details.
Guy Benson, keeping you informed of the news every day at 2, right after Mark Van Cap and Robbins on News Radio 92.3. Informative, local, dependable.
See that the humans remain entertained until the end.
I've made you happy, Jake. Who? I don't know. It's not Alex. Who was the drummer for David Lee Roth when he went solo?
Oh, man. I don't know, but his pataflaflas are amazing.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah, flamadiddles. those flamadiddles, man, they get me hot.
Oh, and all the drummers out there are amening you saying that. I love it. 824 News Radio 92.3. What'd you say? Plaffadoodles? Is that when you cross breed a poodle and a...
Right,
what
yeah.
What is that exactly?
Pataflafla.
Yeah, I don't... Those are not even words. David Wayne is in the newsroom with our headlines this morning. David?
Sorry about that. At least five people have died after a plane crash last night in Nashville. Authorities report that the pilot radioed for clearance for an emergency landing shortly after 7:30, but then informed the tower they weren't going to make it. That aircraft ended up going down along an interstate highway. FAA investigators now on the scene, and an NTSB crew expected to make it to Nashville soon to begin their investigation today. Former President Donald Trump staying on Colorado's ballot for today's primary. Colorado's State Secretary Jenna Griswold says she's disappointed in the Supreme Court's decision.
I believe under our federalism that it's up to states to decide whether or not they want oath-breaking insurrectionists on our ballots.
And all nine justices on the Supreme Court did rule that the responsibility for enforcing the 14th Amendment lies with Congress, not the states. And police in
What was that last thing you just read?
Hold on, where was I? Lies with Congress, not the states.
Who said?
I don't know. What did I say?
No, I thought I heard you say was all nine agreed, and that's not what all nine agreed about. All nine agreed that it didn't rest with the states. They disagreed on whether it was only with Congress or whether it might have be broader federal authorities besides Congress.
I may have gotten that wrong.
Okay. Yeah, I'm not sure what you said. Yeah.
Jeez, David.
Absolutely. Sorry.
No, that's like, you know, it's important, but probably not for everybody.
Absolutely.
For the future. So,
and sorry. Andrew, police in New York busted a 10-year-old boy recently for what they're calling subway surfing. I hadn't heard of this before, but apparently that's riding on top of a moving subway car. Police say the boy was on the roof of an A train on elevated tracks and apparently the youngest person that's ever been busted subway surfing in New York.
Now I just want to know how many people have been busted. And Jake, your question was a good one, which was,
how did he get up there?
Good question. People want to know. I want video.
Inquiring minds. Absolutely.
David, thanks so much for the update. 827 on News Radio 92.3. What else do we have going on? There's something I was going to tell you about and then it slipped right. Oh, yeah. So this is a really sad story for, it's a sad and a good sad because, you know, when somebody passes away, you know, the sad thing is when people pass away and nobody's sad about it. You know, like the fact that we remember the great things that people did is actually a good thing. It's a form of praise because it means that they matter and they made a difference. And at yesterday's school board meeting, Bill Slayton, who's a District 5 representative, he made an announcement that I think a lot of people had not heard. And it has to do with a longtime coach, a football coach in our area, Carl Madison.
I don't know if you have seen, but a person that was near and dear to superintendent in my time at Tate High School, I'd let you be aware that Carl Madison has passed away last night. And very, very upsetting to hear what's going on. But someone that was very meaningful not only to Tate High School, but I think single-handedly turned football around in Escambia County and Northwest Florida because it wasn't very competitive and it wasn't very good. And then all of a sudden, everybody wanted a coach like that. So you'll remember the family in prayers. I think it will be appreciated.
And I did not know this person. I haven't lived here long enough to have known this person only 10 years, but I mean, a legendary coach, judging both by the reactions I've been seeing on social media to this story and by the numbers all time, 326 and 129 and 7. So that's an amazing record. The second winningest coach in state history. Won a state championship with Tate in 1980 and then with Pine Forest in 87 and 88. And 88 was named national champion by USA Today. I mean, that's unbelievable stuff. And he's only one of only seven coaches in Florida high school football history to win state titles with two different teams. And just by all expressions, a phenomenal coach. Passed away at 93 on Sunday. So our condolences to the family and to all of those of you who remember. But again, I know I say this every time somebody important dies. So you may get tired of hearing it, but I'm probably never going to stop saying it because I want you to remember is, the reason people are sad when somebody dies is because they did good things for us, because they made our lives better. And it's important to remember that sadness is a kind of compliment. You know, and I know that's obvious once you realize it, but sometimes we forget to realize that that's exactly what that means. And that's why we care about these people, because they did something that benefited us, made our lives better. And so, Coach Madison, I didn't know you, but I appreciate what you obviously did for this community. 437-1620, 437-1620. Speaking of sports, Sunbelt Conference is going on right now, and I have a pair of tickets for you to go watch a game or two, actually. This is the Session 9 Men's Quarterfinal, March 9th, 11:30 and 2 o'clock. Caller number one, be fast, 437-1620.
Fox News, I'm Chris Foster. Former President Trump says he expects to win all 15 states holding Republican primary contests on this Super Tuesday, and there's no path where Nikki Haley can win the nomination.
There's no path for Nikki. I wish Nikki the best, but she stood up and many, many times said, I'd never run against our president. He was a great president. I would never run. And then she ran.
Haley says Republicans just keep losing since Trump won in 2016.
I was just in Michigan, and since Donald Trump became president in 2016, they lost the governor's mansion, they lost the state house, they lost the state senate. Same thing in Minnesota. I went to Colorado. No Republican has won more than 45% statewide since Donald Trump became president.
Both candidates there on Fox and Friends this morning. All five people on board are killed in a small plane crash in Nashville. The pilot reported engine trouble and was trying to make it to the airport 3 miles away for an emergency landing. America's listening to Fox News.
Good morning, 8:31 at News Radio 92.3. It's a bit of a wet morning, 65 degrees right now across the area. Well, the man that was driving a vehicle at more than 120 miles an hour and crashed on Beverly Parkway back in 2021, killing two people, paralyzing another, has been sentenced to life in prison. The Florida Highway Patrol says Zontarius Jones was convicted on two counts of vehicular homicide and one count of reckless driving causing serious injury last week. The jury deliberated for roughly an hour before finding Jones guilty on those charges. Spring is in the air, and the Pensacola Interstate Fair is planning some Easter activities for its March flea market. There will be Easter egg hunts available for kids in several age ranges. Also, the Easter Bunny will be there to take pictures. Those will cost a buck, but no charge for the egg hunt. The fair does say over 14,000 eggs, of course, stuffed with various candy and goodies, will be hidden. There's also going to be food trucks on site. The March flea market running the 15th and 16th from 9 a.m. until 3 p.m. each day. The Northview High School teacher at the center of the book review controversy in Escambia County is reportedly considering a run for the school board. According to Studio 850, Vicki Baggett says people have asked her to run. She hasn't said no, but she also hasn't said yes. So far, current District 5 board member Bill Slayton has not pre-filed for re-election. Four other residents, though, have pre-filed. Baggett says she's often being criticized by the media and is, quote, praying for strength to serve in whatever way that helps protect the children. The city of Pensacola hoping to expand its recycling program again. After doing away with curbside pickup last October, the city switched to a drop-off program a month later. As of March 1st, the city has now officially put out a request for proposals for new third-party operators.
We had had enough conversations over the last several months with some of those third-party operators to see if, just to make sure it was even viable. We'll see what we come back with. Hopefully we get some good proposals that make financial sense.
Last year, Mayor D.C. Reeves said about half of the materials collected through ECUA were not recyclable, and many residents were just using the recycling bin as a second garbage can. Now, state lawmakers taking another crack at the social media bill that would ban kids from being account holders. The latest version of this bill was approved by the Senate in a 30-5 vote the other day. Five people voted against it.
For the government to come in and say, no, we've decided the age is 14, I still think runs into all the constitutional problems we discussed. I also think that pretty much every single thing that we're concerned about is available on the internet in another form.
And 30 people voted for it. The amended version of the bill would ban kids under 14 from having a social media account, but would allow 14 and 15-year-olds to have social media with parental consent. That now heads to the House for a final vote before legislators wrap up the session on Friday. And parrot heads could have a new way to honor Jimmy Buffett. The state Senate yesterday passing a bill that would create new specialty license plates. One of those plates would be a Margaritaville plate. Money raised from the sale of those plates would go to the Singing for Change charity, the SFC Charitable Foundation. Some of the other license plates included in that bill would be for Universal Orlando, aviation, recycling, boating, and the villages. Meanwhile, the state Senate discussing a bill designating part of SRA1A, Jimmy Buffett Memorial Highway. It is 8:35 at News Radio 92.3, and let's get a look at our traffic on the fives with Jake.
Okay, got a couple areas to talk about this morning. This is going to be, I-110 North at Brent Lane. We have a vehicle crash with roadblock there. Also, if you're on Highway 98 this morning headed eastbound through Navarre at Edgewood Drive, we have a vehicle crash with roadblock there as well. Not seeing any major slowdown though. And on our traffic tip line, they're letting us know that at Luther Fowler Road and Chemukla Highway in Pace, we have an accident there that's got traffic backed up. I'm not sure in which direction, east or west. If anybody has eyes on this, let me know on our traffic tip line, 437-1620. This traffic report is brought to you by Florida Department of Transportation. Hey, listeners, before celebrating St. Patrick's Day this year, decide whether you'll drink or whether you'll drive. If you plan to drink, make sure you designate a sober driver. Don't let your luck run out. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the Fives.
Thank you very much, Jake. Now our Channel 3 forecast.
A very wet start to our morning, 90% chance of rain through the morning hours, becoming spotty in the afternoon, high near 68. Overnight tonight, temperatures dropping near 60 degrees. For Wednesday, partly cloudy skies, high near 75. Wednesday night, temperatures dropping near 58 degrees. This is Brooke Richardson from the First Morning Weather Center.
Thank you, Brooke. 65 right now across the area. Also, 65 in Gulf Breeze and Milton. Your next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3. Your money now. Today, the markets are down at the opening bell today. The Dow is down 189.08 at 38,875. S&P down 27.79 at 51,0316. The NASDAQ down 158.93 at 16,48.58. Our 10-year bond rate down slightly at 4.15%. Gold price is up $1,360 today at $21,39.90. Silver price is up 22 cents at $24.22. And boy, it's been a wild ride in the crypto market the last several days. Bitcoin up another $167.22 this morning at $67,780. It looks like it's still headed in that direction. Also, other crypto coins such as Dogecoin and Shiba Inu have been rising fast as well. Half of all loan applicants, whether home mortgages, car loans, or other forms of financing, have been denied by lenders lately. Bankrate analyst Sarah Foster says this trend started a couple of years ago.
Since March 2022, which is when the Fed first began raising interest rates to fight this round of inflation, they've been denied. And 17% of them have faced more than one denial.
And Foster says the current interest rate for a home loan is about 7.2%. Apple being hit with a big $2 billion fine by the European Union over music streaming apps. An investigation into Apple there started in 2020 after Spotify filed a complaint saying it and other music streaming providers had been forced to pay a fee for purchases made using Apple's in-app payment system. Your next news at 9, breaking news anytime. I'm David Wayne, News Radio 92.3.
Are you a fan of all things Florida? Then the Fresh from Florida Club should be on your menu. Search and save your favorite recipes, create custom menus, and get all your cooking questions answered by me, Florida's culinary ambassador, Chef Justin, for free. It's easy to sign up, and best of all, you'll be supporting Florida's farmers, ranchers, and fishermen. Join today at freshfromflorida.com. A message from the Florida Department of Agriculture and Consumer Services, the Florida Association of Broadcasters, and this station.
Serving overseas was just the beginning. We might be home from war, but our mission continues in communities all across the country. It's why we're out there in times of peace and crisis, providing meals to the hungry and supplies to the sick. It's why we're giving strength to those who are too weak and bringing resources to those without them. Service doesn't stop when we're done serving. It's what makes us the VFW. Learn more at vfw.org.
Are you hungry for news that keeps you informed, is local and dependable? Look no further than News Radio Pensacola on 92.3, 95.3, and on AM 1620. We're your trusted source for all the latest happenings in the Emerald Coast. From breaking news to in-depth reports, we've got you covered. Our team of experienced journalists brings you the stories that matter most to our community. Stay connected with local events, weather updates, and traffic reports, ensuring you're always one step ahead. We're News Radio Pensacola. Informative, local, dependable.
Everybody was kung fu fighting.
I admire your deductive processes.
Ooh, yeah.
I'm going to have to go ahead and sort of disagree with you there.
Oh, idiot.
Food fight!
Gentlemen, you can't fight in here. This is the war room.
This conversation can serve no purpose anymore. Goodbye.
All right, this one is inspired by social media. It's something that I have seen in various forms on social media. It's of the phrase, as a kid, I thought blank was going to be a bigger problem than it turned out to be. Or I thought blank were going to be a bigger problem than they turned out to be. So, for example, 437-1620, 437-1620, my favorite entry into this category. As a kid, I thought quicksand was going to be a bigger problem than it turned out to be. What was the thing that as a kid you were worried about or afraid of that really isn't that problematic of a thing you've discovered as an adult? 437-1620. I totally identify with the quicksand one. That cracks me up every time I think about it. How many TV episodes were, you know, revolved around quicksand one way or the other, which generally speaking isn't even what it was, but that's okay. That's a whole conversation for a different day. Mm. Jake, do you have a, when I was a kid, I was afraid of something turned out to be no big deal?
The ozone layer.
Oh.
I had to do a report in school, all right, and it was my first public speaking experience, and I was really scared of it and the experience all together. And then I saw a report on the news the other day that said that the ozone layer has actually repaired itself, yep, and it's pretty much back to what it was back in the 80s.
Yeah,
and
we did
70s.
What we were supposed to do with the CFCs, and you know, the changing of the rules about Freon all the time, as they are always changing those rules. And the ozone layer is actually perfectly fine. 437-1620. Oh, we're starting to get some answers in already. I love it. Killer bees. Somebody says killer bees. I was really, really worried about killer bees. Again, the formulation I've got for today is, where did it go? I just moved my whole page around. As a kid, I thought blank were going to be a bigger problem than they turned out to be. Or was, it depends if it's a singular or a plural noun, okay? As a kid, I thought blank was going to be a bigger problem than it turned out to be. 437-1620, killer bees. Y2K. Okay, all right. But for me, that one was as an adult. It tells you my age a little bit. Somebody says, oh, Bigfoot. Oh, for sure. I mean, because, you know, when you're a kid, you think, I mean, you're just going to Bigfoot's around every corner. And he is, if you pay attention to the metal signs that you see on people's yards here in Escambia and Santa Rosa County. I love this question because I have a bunch of answers, but this is, you're giving me answers that I didn't even think of. Groups of motorcycles riding beside us in the car. I always thought that that was a gang and that they were going to attack us, and or that there would be more of them, because that's a feature in all these movies, right? Where the motorcycle gang comes and rides past you and menaces you. 437-1620, sharks. Okay, but then again, you do live on the Gulf Coast, so, you know, okay. Let's see, somebody says, as long as you don't wear a hat, you're safe from quicksand. Because it's always the hat that's left above that's the evidence that they were there. Oh, somebody else says quicksand. Oh, this is a good one, too, though. Ninjas. Yeah, big problem for you as a kid in your imagination. Not such a big problem in reality. They're just, you know, besides, if the ninjas come, you can't do anything about it. Somebody says the metric system. Somebody says global warming. All right, fair enough. Somebody says Canadians. I don't know why. That one makes me laugh. 437-1620. Tell me something that you were phobic about or afraid of as a kid, probably because you watched too much TV. Guilty. And now it turned out not to be such a big deal. I'll tell you one that I've got for me is the Bermuda Triangle. You know, as a kid, I mean, everything's going wrong in the Bermuda Triangle. You don't hear much about the Bermuda Triangle anymore. My rational mechanical engineer son, he says, you know, Dad, if you actually look at it, the Bermuda Triangle really doesn't have that high of a rate of failure. It's just a very common route through the waters. And so if you put that much boating traffic through the waters, there's going to be a lot of problems. I'm like, well, great way to disabuse me of every TV show I ever watched when I was your age. Did you ever hear this one? Swallowing a seed would make a plant grow in your belly? Did you have that fear as a kid? I was always afraid of, and I still am to this day, I don't even know if it's true. Is there arsenic inside peach seeds? Or some kind of poison inside the little... I don't know. I've never looked it up. I've always believed it. It's just a weird thing. 437-1620. Tell me something you were afraid of as a kid, overblown fear of. Like you grew up as an adult, turned out that really wasn't that big of a deal. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
Actually, peach pits are poisonous. It has a substance that can create cyanide when digested.
Cyanide, that's it. Cyanide.
Yeah, by
not
enzymes
arsenic.
In the gut.
There you go. See? A little bit of a childhood urban legend can scare you from dying eating the peach seeds. There you go. All right.
And that's one to grow on. All nice. Right. Looking around our roadways here, I'm seeing a bunch of little fender benders and accidents from earlier, but no major roadblocks to tell you about. Looks like I-10 and I-110 are at posted speeds. Highway 98 through Gulf Breeze and Navarre is actually flowing smoothly. Highway 90 coming out of Milton through Pace is accident-free. We did hear on the traffic tip line earlier about this lane closure on Fairfield westbound between 9th Avenue and Tahar. That lane closure has a little bit of slow traffic there, but otherwise we're looking great. If you see anything out there slowing you down, you can always call or text our traffic tip line. That's 437-1620. I'm Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Hey, if you're having a relationship with your car that's gotten to the point where, you know, kind of like when you buy a new car, you know, you're like, yay, ooh, and then eventually you're like, ah, and then eventually you're like, ooh, and then finally you're like, ah. Well, if you're in the phase of the car, it's time to get a new one. You deserve better. You spend a lot of time in your car. Maybe listen to me. Whatever, you're in there for a lot of hours. You should enjoy it. You shouldn't be embarrassed about it. You shouldn't be worried about it. And you certainly shouldn't, like, be apprehensive about getting in the car. Go to Frontier Motors, look around, and buy a car. Or find out what you like and then tell them the exact thing you want, and they'll go find it for you. They do that, too. Okay? 300 different cars, trucks on the lot. You can sample a wide variety and decide which one is going to make you go, ooh, again. You know, because that's what you should experience. 1, 2, 3 years old cars with low miles and great condition. That's what Frontier specializes in. Serving the Pensacola community for more than 25 years. Behind the Big Buffalo on Beverly Parkway. Be sure to tell them Andrew McKay says hi. Back to the question of the day for the frivolous topic, which is something that turned out not to be that big of a deal as an adult that you were afraid of as a kid. The kind of thing like, I thought blank was going to be a much bigger problem than it turned out to be. Let's see, 437-1620, the new ice age. Oh, yeah, because remember they used to be afraid that we were going to, the global cooling was the fear. Do you not remember far enough ago, long ago? You know, it just changed the story. As a kid, I thought the Bermuda Triangle was such a big deal. Like, why are we not doing more to protect people from it? Oh, this is a good one. I was so terrified that if I crossed my eyes, they'd stay that way. Or you ever hear this one from your mom? You know, what would you do if your face froze like that? But the cross-eyed one is funny. Broccoli, somebody says. Being abducted by aliens, somebody says. Oh, yeah. Well, you have been. You just don't know it. Aliens, another one says. Monster under the bed. I just got lucky. Monster under the bed. Monster in the garage. Monster in the closet. Monster in the attic, monster in the basement. Oh, not in Florida, but, you know, monster anywhere. Let's see. I was way more afraid of my parents than I needed to be. Oh, no, that's true, too, because when you grow up, you're like, oh, I'm older now than they were then. Let's see. How gum will get stuck to your appendix, or that gum will never leave your body. Okay. I was afraid of running out of gas. Okay, interesting one. The dark. Under the bed. Oh, I like that. My face never did freeze like that, somebody said. Being stranded on a desert island, a la Gilligan. Oh, yeah. No, that's a good one. See, 437-1620. I won a radio contest in 1976. It gave me a Bermuda Triangle experience of a lifetime. I'll try to find the magazine. Oh, neat. Okay, all right. That microwaves will melt your brain. Sure enough. Although it will make your aluminum foil behave in a funny way.
I'm still worried about the microwave thing. I don't stand in front of it.
That's, you don't.
Hey, man, show me the scientific proof, and I will...
I'll show you all the people who don't have, you know, head cancer today. Okay, but sure enough. Some fresh fruits, including cherries, plums, peaches, nectarines, and apricots, have pits that contain cyanide compounds, which are poisonous. Very good. Spiders and my dad, somebody says. Let's see. Swallowing gum, but I still don't do it just in case. I love it. Somebody says, holes in the ground. If you fell in one, you'd fall forever. Because, you know, where could the hole in the ground go? And every attic has a monster that would never let you leave, sure enough. Somebody says we saw Red Dawn too many times. No, that's for sure. That if you touch a frog or touch frog pee, you're going to get warts. These are all so good. Oh, my God, these are the best. I had a couple of other ones. Where was my list? Because they're ones we haven't said yet. Oh, that you'll get sick or die from eating the silica gel accidentally. Something bad will happen to you if you tear off the mattress tag. Let's see. That you'll get murdered in the shower. The basement, the attic, closet. Right. That meteors turned out not to be that big of a deal for most of us. Let's see, piranhas didn't turn out to be such a big deal. Oh, I see. I didn't experience them. I saw the people online said getting sucked down the drain or the pool drain, like in the bathtub, apparently is one. I'll tell you one for me that I realize I still have is this fear that if you walk around barefoot in the grass, you're going to get hookworms. I don't, come on now. But seriously, shoe caught in the escalator, it's going to kill you. Hair caught in the ceiling fan, or, and I've had this one, the fear that the ceiling fan, you shouldn't run it while you're asleep because it'll fall on you and behead you. I'm not the only one. You know I'm not the only one. 4, 3, 7, 16, 20, you can dig to China. You get spiders in your ears. Oh, that's bad. Oh, but there is a story, a really, really super gross story out. Did you see this? I don't want to. Should I? It's really awful. Okay. Guy was having sinus trouble, and he goes to the doctor. He says, what's up? And he says, oh, well, you got a bug in your nose. 150 of them. Some of them as big as the end of your thumb. Moving on. Leeches. Oh, that's good. All right. Well, you just didn't know modern medicine. as often as we practice stop, drop, and roll as a kid, I expected to be on fire a lot more as an adult. The same thing. Oh, man. Oh, and somebody becoming pregnant from swallowing watermelon seeds. Oh, my God. All these things. It's so funny. It's 8:51 on News Radio 92.3, informative, local, dependable. That's your frivolous segment for the day. Thanks for participating. I'm Andrew McKay.
Hi, this is Earl Ron. New South Window knows southern weather is unpredictable, and our Energy Star windows and doors will keep the heat in and the cold outside where it belongs. We prioritize keeping your family and your home comfortable all year round. Energy efficient products made, installed, and guaranteed for life. Get New South proud.
When you buy more, you can save more. Visit NewSouthWindow.com. New South proud.
Investing in times like these can be scary if you don't have the right person at the helm of your finances. Armada Advisors will put you on the right path for success. Join Wesley Odom with Armada Advisors to find a better way you can successfully invest your money and enjoy your retirement. Tune in to the Pensacola Expert Panel this morning at 10.
The Pensacola Expert Panel, 9 to 11 weekdays on News Radio 92.3 AM 1620.
News Radio 92.3 AM 1620 is accepting applications for employment. Periodically, we have openings in sales, business, news, promotions, engineering, production, and programming. We'll keep your application for consideration when such an opening occurs. We also provide internships for qualified students. Apply online at News Radio 92.3 or at our studios at 7251 Plantation Road between 8:30 a.m. and 5:30 p.m. ADX Communications is an equal opportunity employer.
Wrap up your day with all of the national, state, local sports and entertainment news with Pensacola right now with Joe and Austin on News Radio 92.3.
But what we found out is that each one of us is a brain
and an athlete
and a basket case, a princess
and a criminal.
Between HB1, the original, and this HB3 is that it was felt that there should be some parental consent, and that's what we are trying to achieve in this version. Why is there a total ban for children under the age of 14?
We're not walking away from the fact that there are harms associated with these platforms that are significant and that are at their highest from the ages of really 8, which is incredible, to 16.
That's Tina Polsky, Senator Tina Polsky, talking with Aaron Grawl, Senator, who is the sponsor of the new revamped HB3. That's the resuscitated HB1 on social media age minimums to have a social media account that the governor vetoed. What they had done is they had pushed HB3, that's the got to be 18 online verifying your age to get to a porn site bill. They had rolled it into HB1. Then the governor vetoed the combo bill, and since they had kept HB3 kind of alive in committee on its own, basically, they resuscitated that one, which everybody supports that, and then they had pulled all the provisions from HB1, the social media age bill, into HB3, and that's the one that they wound up passing yesterday. Overwhelmingly passed it, by the way, 30-5. The original passage for HB1 had only been 23-14. So that is an overwhelming pass. And the basic difference is that it now says that children age 14 and 15 are allowed to be on social media with a parent's consent. That's the big change. And that's going to be enough. They also want to get it into court. They want the court to be able to find that there is a harm here so that they can, you know, really build on this policy. And, of course, it's a balancing act. It's a balancing act between respecting parental rights and the desire of people to express themselves and receive expression and associate online, important constitutional rights, against the harm. You know, we don't always let parents choose everything. You know, parents can't choose to let their kid drive at 12 or, you know, do cocaine at any age or, you know, right, and or drink at 16, right? There's all kinds of things that there's age limits on and some things that you are never allowed to do to or with your kids because they're just criminal behavior. So we don't allow parents unlimited authority, but we do care about parental rights. And this is a case where I actually agree with one of the state senators who yesterday was making the comment that, you know, the problem is, Rosalind Osgood made this problem. His problem is that, you know, social media came along and we just said, here you go, here's our kids.
I feel very strongly that social media came and we just turned our kids over to it. We just gave them all free access to social media without any restrictions, without any regulations.
And we are now beginning, maybe farther than just beginning, to realize that that was a, colossal mistake. So, yeah, get them off social media. This is the compromise bill that's going to be able to get signed by the governor, so I'll take something over nothing. I would have rather had the original bill personally, but again, you take what you can get. Jake's got traffic on the fives. Jake?
All right, not seeing any major accidents or slowdowns tying things up this morning. If you are going to be on Fairfield westbound this morning, we do have a lane closure between about 9th Avenue and Tahar, somewhere in that area. So if you're on Tahar going westbound or Fairfield this morning, you might see some slowdowns there, but otherwise around town, we're looking great. This traffic report brought to you by Barberry Plumbing. When it's time to call a plumber, call the best of the Bay winner, Barberry Plumbing, at 477-8782. I am Jake Walker with your traffic on the fives.
Thanks so much, Jake. If you're thinking about buying or selling a home, you want to have a great professional realtor to take care of you and walk you through the process and help you get the best deal both sides, right? Lowest price buying, highest price selling, that's your goal. Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, they do this all the time. About three times a week they close a house. 175 last year. It's pretty amazing. Even new homes. You might think if I'm buying from a home builder, I don't need to go through a realtor. Well, if you go through a realtor, what they might be able to do for you, I know Christina can do this, is find you a way that they'll buy down your points because they've got inventory that hasn't been sold and things have changed a little bit the last couple of years. So it's stuff like that that you may not know about where it can really behoove you and benefit you to have a professional, good quality, personable, very personal attention realtor like Christina Leavenworth and her team at Levin Rinke Realty, 723-9158. Oh, I saw this on Facebook. It made me laugh. Of all the things that taste like chicken, it's kind of weird that eggs isn't one of them. I mean, you can't argue. It's funny. Then headline from Fox News that is completely wrong. Speaker Johnson, Mike Johnson, slams House Democrats as they reportedly plot to reverse the Supreme Court ruling to keep Trump on the ballot. The Supreme Court, my God. If Congress decides to disqualify him, that is entirely within their power. And that is, in fact, the exact thing that the Supreme Court ruled they have the authority to do. You dimwits. I mean, you can oppose it and think it's dumb, but that's what they ruled. Speaker Johnson, quote, Democrats need to get a grip. In this country, the American people decide the next president, not the courts and not the Congress. False! Disqualifying under the 14th Amendment is exactly what the Congress can do. So, civics lesson that gets
into local news every hour and breaking news when it matters most. News Radio 92.3, WNRP, Gulf Breeze, Milton, Pensacola.